time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro. What's going on, everybody? We're a weekly show here on msonewsports.com. Moynihan Lumber, thanks for your sponsorship, keeps us going. So, we had a lot to get into. We are going to have the Central Catholic girls basketball coach, Casey Grange, who takes her team to Holden, Mass. To face the number one seed tonight in a battle to get into the Final Four. Those two teams played already in a end-of-the-season tournament, and Wachusett won. They had a little bit of a comeback. You'll hear about that from Coach Grange, and we will go from there. Other than that, we are going to just catch you up on the tournament, see what's going on, what else is happening in the Merrimack Valley at the end of the show. But first, Central Girls Basketball Coach Casey Grange.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro back at it with our one and only guest today. It's going to be Central Catholic girls basketball coach Casey Grange. Coach, what's going on?
Not much. How are you?
That's a big lie. Not much. There is a lot going on. This is what you play for. A couple of tournament wins in the books, and you earn the right, the wonderful opportunity to take on the number one seeded Wachusett Regional. It's going to be on Thursday night, 6 o'clock on the road. Where are your thoughts? How do they look? What's the challenges this team brings? I'm sure there's a few.
Yeah, I mean, we played them tough in the Comcast tournament a couple weeks ago. Honestly, we have nothing to lose. They're the number one seed. We're going to go into their house, probably a rough environment for us, but we're going to give it all we have. And I think they have three key players, two really talented guards, and then Scott is extremely talented. She's a really big, agile guard who can really take over a game if you take a playoff. So we definitely have our work cut out for us, but we're going to be up for the challenge.
Well, that's what they say about, you know, scheduling smart non-league games. And there you go. You had the number one team in the state, and now you're playing them. I mean, obviously the intention is to get those great games, non-league competitive games that help your seedings, get you ready for the postseason. And that's exactly what happened. So Break down that game for me, how it went. What were the big challenges? You saw them front row seat.
Yeah, I mean, we played Woburn 2 days before and we were able to get by them. So I think we had some good confidence going in. And I'm blessed with a wonderful staff of assistants who take the time to watch film. We had a good game plan. I thought our team executed it pretty well. We had some mental lapses and some tough turnovers at the end that really cost us. But we're going to try to learn from those. I'm sure they'll make adjustments. We're going to make a few adjustments, but it was definitely a battle. We had a 9 point, maybe 7 or 9 point lead heading into the fourth quarter, and kind of obviously they turned it on, but we also beat ourselves. So hopefully it's close again.
Yeah. I mean, that's gotta be great news. I mean, for the girls, I mean, to have that confidence, I mean, literally they know they can play with them.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. I'm glad that we played them. I'm glad we kept it close. And again, they're the number one seed. Not one newspaper, not even our local newspaper, took a risk and chose us to beat them. So we have a lot to prove to everyone, but mostly to ourselves. And I know my team believes we can win because we were right there. Is it going to be the same? Is it going to be easy? Absolutely not. But I told them we will have them prepared and they have it in them to go out and execute and hopefully, I don't know, pull off an upset.
Wow, the diss from the Eagle Tribune, is that correct?
Globe, Herald, New England Sports Journal, Eagle Tribune, not one of them picked us. So it was some good bulletin board material that we will definitely use, which is fine. Why would you pick anyone but the number one seed? They're the number one seed for a reason. They absolutely deserve that seed. They're extremely talented. So yeah, I mean, why would you pick us? But we're definitely going to use that to our advantage.
Yeah. How can you not? Yeah. And, you know, you guys, 2-0 in the tournament, obviously, a big win over Algonquin, 64-45, and then taking care of Franklin in the Sweet 16, 65-55. What did you learn about the team and kind of things you'd like to see tightened up in the big one Thursday night?
We really took it to Algonquin. We're ready. We're coming off a bunch of solid practices with high energy, and we just literally scored off the tip and really never looked back in that game. And then Franklin came in, they were tough. They didn't have a stud. All five of their players, even six and seven, they're just a really good all around team, and everyone had to step up defensively. They can really shoot the ball and drive. So we won by 10, but it didn't seem as like a 10 point win. We had to battle. It was a gutsy effort from us, and I think we got to clean up a few things defensively and then get rid of some turnovers to come out on top on Thursday.
Yeah. In the Franklin one, you had Lily Phillips leading the way. I think she's in both games. She's been the top scorer for the tournament. Is that right?
That is correct.
Yeah. How she looked?
She was great. I mean, obviously everyone's paying attention to Aniela Kuo and Kerry Finneran as they should. And now we kind of had a third weapon that people have to worry about, which opens the door for even more people to step up, which I know they're capable of doing. So, yeah, it's been great that she stepped up. She's hit some open shots. She's attacked well. So if people are going to focus on the other two, then she rose to the occasion. Yeah, proud of her and proud of everyone, really, for just filling their role, being a star in their role.
Yeah, I get the sense this team doesn't need like a big rah-rah speech. Like, if I feel like they've been there, they've been in big games. I mean, they play in the MVC, so they get a lot of big games during the regular season. And then you schedule some brilliant off the MVC games, non-leaguers. I mean, the number one team in the state, and here you are. I mean, there's probably not going to be a lot of rah-rah motivational type stuff come Thursday night.
No, I mean, there's none needed in the tournament. Your life is literally on the line. We've learned a lot of lessons. Everyone wants to beat Central Catholic in the MVC, so it requires us to be motivated and fired up every single game. And a couple times we weren't this season, and we learned that the hard way. But now that it's a tournament, I mean, seniors obviously want to go out with a bang, and I think we're motivated to go at least one step further than we were able to get to last year. Last year, we also lost in the Elite Eight at Springfield Central. So proud of the fact that we got back to this point, but I don't think my team is satisfied. We're going in guns blazing.
Yeah. Yeah, great attitude. And speaking of MVC, is I think Division One for sure, are Central the last team standing amongst girls hoopsters?
Yep. Tewksbury's playing tonight. They had a huge win against Norwood in Division Two. So they're in, and then us and them.
Yeah, this is where you start cheering for MVC teams. Not in your division, of course.
Yeah, that's all right. Even if they were on the other side of the bracket, you always want to see your league do well.
True. But yeah, so, at the end of the day, this team's going to, present some challenges. But again, I keep going back to it, but these girls know what is ahead of them. Environment wise, like you said, you're going to be in a hostile territory, but I'm sure the Central people will bring it too. You have your own little section, right? How have they been, the fans?
Fans have been good. We've had a couple doubleheaders with the boys, which has kind of helped the girls out, but we have our little circle of fans that I know are going to make the trip. And at the end of the day, like, it's great to have fans, but they earn the right to be at home. So we will deal with that and worry about what's happening on the court.
All right. And then we got this interview's on Tuesday night. So I'm sure a couple of practices. You go easy on the girls, maybe hard on them Wednesday's practice, and then easy. I mean, hard on them in a Tuesday practice and then easy on Wednesday. What's that like, getting ready for a big game like this?
Yeah, I mean, we only played 7 last night. So we went like slow to medium, kind of a little. It was a little mixed today. And then tomorrow will be kind of light, just going over assignments and like, strategy things. But I mean, we run all season, and I feel like we're one of the best in shape teams in the state. We pride ourselves on being fit and being able to run even in the fourth quarter. So now it's just about playing smart, I think.
And I know this is not top of mind, of course, for the girls, but have there been any announcements on MVC All-Stars, Player of the Year, that kind of thing?
Yep, Quo and Finneran were named first team all conference, and then our point guard Addison Beers and Lily Phillips were named to the second team. So, well deserved honors for those girls.
Ah, beautiful. No Player of the Year for the team?
No, not from us.
Okay. Any Coach of the Year from the team?
Nope, I didn't deserve it.
Okay.
I mean, we came in third in the league. I mean, you got to hand it to Chelmsford and Billerica. They tied. And then Sydney Rogers was chosen as MVP, which she deservingly so. She was
nice.
Very good.
Yeah. Well, Michael Jordan didn't always win the NBA Player of the Year, but he ended up winning the championship. So
yeah, we just want to be the last team standing. Obviously, the individual awards are nice and it's cool to be recognized. But at the end of the day, it's a team sport. And I think that's the culture that we have in our program. And
yeah,
we're still playing, so that's what we're excited about.
Absolutely love it. All right. Well, the big one is against Wachusett. Number one seed takes on number 8 seed, Central Catholic. Round of 8, Thursday night, 6 o'clock, Wachusett. When do you have to leave for a 6 o'clock game in Wachusett? Like 1? No.
No. It's not that bad. I think we're going to leave right around 3:15, 3:30 maybe. Try to get there.
Yeah.
Hour and 15 before and be ready to go.
Yeah, it's like Worcester area, right? Holden, Mass, I think.
Yeah, Holden, Mass.
Okay. Is that where was the Comcast tournament?
It was at Emmanuel in Boston.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. So they don't have any history playing in Wachusett, just playing against the team. Okay.
Yep.
All right, Coach Grange, thank you so much for coming on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Best of luck. We'll talk soon. All right, go get them.
All right, thanks. See you later.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen, or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, one more section to go, segment I probably should say, and it's just poking around at the MIAA tournament, seeing what's going on Valley-wise. We do know is a barn burner going on right now with Andover boys against Braintree, so we'll see what happens there. We know that Central Catholic beat St. John's to get into the Elite Eight. So two Elite Eight teams, boys and girls, Central Catholic basketball. And the boys are going to play Lowell. It's official. Lowell, an 83-66 winner over Lincoln Sudbury. So the MVC teams will clash in the Elite Eight on Friday night. And where is that going to be? So let's look at Lowell. Is the fifth seed in Central is the four seed. So it's going to be in Lawrence at Central in the Elite Eight. Can it get any better than that? Can it get any better? So they'll be taking on each other. Packed house, obviously, and we will look to see how that goes. The winner of Central and Lowell on Friday night at 6 o'clock, electric, it's going to be so electric, plays the winner of Franklin and whether Bridgewater Raynham or Boston Latin won. So Franklin is your number one seed. But Coach Bobby Michalczyk from Lowell told me, you know, and his counterpart at Central told me, you know, this is open. You know, Worcester North stunk. They didn't even make the tournament. And they were the two-time defending champ. So this is wide open. Wide open. We'll have a new champ, obviously. And we'll go from there. On the other side, of course, waiting for see how Andover does. And it's matchup. By the way, North Andover gave Franklin a pretty good game, 62-54 loss. That could have been another Valley team in the Elite Eight. And on the other side, Andover is playing Braintree at the moment. And we can probably see if we can get a live update for that right now. Andover and Braintree was fighting to get over to the Elite Eight. And the final, Andover loses. Oh, man, too bad. 43-41 to Braintree. What a game. What a game. Great, great season, boys, from Andover. Sorry it went that way. But, yeah, two Valley teams left in Division One boys basketball. We already know the girls basketball landscape, so we'll see what happens there. Excellent stuff all around. So, yeah, that should probably do it for now. Actually, let's take one more look at what's going on hockey-wise. We can certainly see if any of our Valley teams are doing big things. We know Division II boys hockey is pretty hot for that. So you've got Billerica and Auburn set to face off Wednesday night. We won't have that in time at the Chelmsford Forum at 5 o'clock. Well, obviously, it's already done. And also, Tewksbury's in the same side of that bracket, and they would take on Malden Catholic, and that is Thursday night. So we could possibly have a Final Four matchup between Billerica and Tewksbury. That's right, for boys hockey. They both hold serve on Wednesday and Thursday night of this week. How cool would that be? And let's look at girls basketball. I wonder if Tewksbury, how they're doing. So they were playing Walpole, and they did lose 62-42, so they're done. So, yeah, Central Catholic girls are the only ones left for basketball. Central Catholic and Lowell are the only two left for boys basketball. They'll figure that out Friday night. Lots of good stuff in the Valley, as usual, in the postseason. So, hey, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Dominic Castro here. We're a weekly show on MSOnersports.com. Thanks for your ears.